This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee endorses citizenship bill with provision of 7 years waiting period for naturalized citizenship to foreign women marrying Nepali nationals. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says practicing yoga essential for physical fitness. 194 corona positive people return home after recovery. Total number of people in the country returning home reaches 1,772. And China and the European Union holding talks today to ease the tensions. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged all concerned stakeholders to take his request to boost the immune system of the body seriously. At a virtual program organized to mark the International Yoga Day yesterday, the Prime Minister said the consumption of turmeric, ginger and fenugreek seeds needed to be increased as they have proved to carry medicinal qualities. Prime Minister Oli clarified that he had talked about it in terms of increasing the immune capacity of the body, however, some intellectuals made a fun of it. The Prime Minister said good health is a prerequisite to materialize the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. He also stressed on the need of promoting yoga and Ayurveda. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives has passed the citizenship bill having a provision of 7 years waiting period for the naturalized citizenship to be given to the foreign women upon marrying Nepali nationals. Chair of the committee, Sasi Srestha, said the committee endorsed the citizenship bill with the majority after failing to forge consensus. Earlier, the provision was set to grant the naturalized citizenship to the foreign women right after the marriage with Nepali citizens. However, yesterday's meeting of the committee added the provision of 7 years of living in Nepal as a permanent resident. With the confirmation of 441 new cases, the total number of coronavirus infections in Nepal has reached 9,046. Addressing the regular press briefing yesterday, spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, said the virus had now spread to 75 districts. Meanwhile, 149 people returned home yesterday after recovery. 1,772 people have returned home so far. Meanwhile, the total number of coronavirus-related deaths in Nepal has reached 23 after the confirmation of infection in a 69-year-old man who died on June 19th. The deceased man was from Chhatrakot of Gulmi district. With the government's decision to evacuate the stranded Nepalese abroad, 3,108 Nepalese have been brought back to home in the chartered flight so far. Nepalese who were living in camps abroad, those who had lost their jobs and those whose visas had expired, had been initially flown to Nepal, from various countries in a coordinated effort among the government's diplomatic missions abroad, non-resident Nepalese association and the government of the host countries. Government evacuated 180 Nepalese from Malaysia, 317 from the United Arab Emirates and 898 from Kuwait since the evacuation process was initiated. Likewise, 12 Nepalese have been flown home from Japan, 18 from Afghanistan, 7 from Hong Kong of China, 26 from Myanmar and 11 from Australia over the course. A total of 258 Nepalese returned home from Bangladesh, 313 from Oman, 305 from the Maldives and 146 from Cambodia and Singapore and 248 from Thailand. The government also brought back 44 Nepalese stuck in Sri Lanka, 44 in Qatar, 153 in Saudi Arabia and 228 from South Korea. Similarly, non-resident Nepal Association's Health Committee's coordinator, Dr. Sanjib Sapkota, shared that so far 130 Nepalese living and working in various 13 countries had died due to COVID-19, with 3 new casualties reported this week. 4 new COVID-19 cases were reported in Nepalese in African countries this week. Nepal's COVID-19 cases tally has reached 9,000 till date as per the latest statistics of the Ministry of Health and Population. Nepalese staying in 35 countries have been reported to have contracted coronavirus. Over 10,000 COVID-19 infected Nepalese are in living in 18 countries such as Australia, Malta, Poland, New Zealand, Germany and Sweden, among others, have recovered from the deadly infection. The government has also initiated the process to bring back the dead bodies of Nepalese who died abroad due to various reasons during the ongoing lockdown ordered in the country since March 24 to contain the outbreak of the COVID-19 infection. The number of COVID-19 infected people has crossed 9,000 in the country. The Epidemiology and Infectious Disease Control Division Director Dr. Basudev Pandey shared that the cases of COVID-19 was on the rise, but the virus had not spread in the community level so far. In a regular press briefing at the ministry, Dr. Pandey shared that 95% of the total cases were new entrants to the country from overseas and most of them were India returnees. He added that 92% of the infected people were men. Nepal Army Battalion Chiefs Coordinative Meeting carried out a review about the roles played by the organization for the COVID-19 pandemic prevention, control and counterwork. Officers under the Nepal Army Headquarters, departments, directorates and all battalions made their presentations yesterday on security challenges created by COVID-19 at their areas. The meeting held extensive discussions on situational crisis in the future and challenges whether matter of overall security of the country was reviewed. During the concluding ceremony of the two-day meeting, Chief of Army Staff Purnachandra Thapa directed the bodies concerned to prepare clear concepts, strategy and action plans in the changed context by carrying out in-depth study analysis about the adverse effects on national security from the regional and international security sensitivities. Monsoon that entered Nepal some days ago from the east has become active across the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division says rain is predicted across the country for the coming days. It urged all to stay safe as the rain, landslides could occur and rivers could be flooded and road and airway obstructed in the monsoon-affected areas. Meteorologist Bibhuti Pokhrel said there had been westerly wind impacts in some areas of the far western province and monsoon wind impacts in other areas of the country. Meanwhile, the Arun River has been partially blocked by the landslide at Oyong of Makalu Rural Municipality, Ward No. 2 and 5 in Sankwa Sabha District. The landslide that occurred yesterday also displaced households nearby. The displaced households have been shifted to safety. Deputy Superintendent of Police Nawaraj Molla said an approximately 300 meters wide artificial lake had been created after the water accumulated following the blockage of the river. The police have asked the settlements around the river Arun Third Hydropower Project site Helua Bensi, Chewa Bensi and Manakamana to stay safe and adopt alertness. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरू फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The European Union and China will seek to cool tensions at a video summit today, their first formal talks in style soared over European accusations that Beijing has spread disinformation about the novel coronavirus. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Charles will hold video conferences with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and President Xi Jinping. Even before the pandemic, the two trading partners had differences, including over Hong Kong and an investment pact that is being negotiated. The European Union has also faced US pressure to take a tougher stance on China. The bloc is caught between the two powers, needing both and reluctant to alienate either. The world has recorded more than 9 million cases of coronavirus, while more than 4.7 million people have returned home after health recovery. More than 470,000 have died of coronavirus, with more than 3.7 million active cases across the world. Meanwhile, the US has the highest number of infection cases, with more than 2.37 million people infected. Meanwhile, neighboring India's coronavirus cases have crossed 413,000. India has also registered more than 13,500 corona-related deaths. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in Karnali and far western province and mostly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain is also likely to continue at few places of Karnali and far western province, and at many places of province number 1, province number 2, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and province number 5. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of province number 1, province number 2, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and province number 5. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee endorses citizenship bill with provision of 7 years waiting period for naturalized citizenship to foreign women marrying Nepali nationals. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says practicing yoga essential for physical fitness. 194 corona-positive people return home after recovery. Total number of people in the country returning home reaches 1,772. And China and the European Union holding talks today to ease tensions. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.uv.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.